Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We are looking at the book of Revelation. In today's session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, the focus of the message. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. All the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen." He is coming. This is the crucial part of Christian doctrine. This is the key verse of the entire book of Revelation. Jesus Christ will return here one day. But when will he return? Only God knows. When Hollywood releases movies, they say, coming June 23rd, it sets off great anticipation of the day. But they know the very day and even the times where the movies can be shown. Jesus said, I'll be there. When? Soon. Just wait. When is Jesus coming? We don't know. But he is coming. Let me tell you something on a positive note. We are 2,020 years closer than ever. Jesus Christ's return. I mean, let's just stop here for a moment. There are two parts of his second coming. There's first the rapture of the church, and then second is the appearance of the Lord. And what's the difference? Well, if you turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." And then if you go to John chapter 14 and verse 3, Jesus says to his disciples there in the upper room, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Then move ahead to Revelation chapter 19. And just a few verses there, beginning with verse 11. It says, "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses." Listen, in the rapture, Jesus comes for his church. And in the appearance, Jesus comes with his church. Who will be with him when he comes? Well, there'll be four entities with Jesus when he appears. Just look at there at verse 14, the church. "When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Colossians 3:4. The tribulation martyrs, Revelation chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. "Then one of the elders answered, saying, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And the Old Testament believers. Jude 14. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. And then the holy angels, the fourth entity. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Go back to Zechariah, the prophet, in chapter 14, verses 4 and 5. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move toward the north and half of it toward the south. Then you shall flee through my mountain valley, for the mountain valley shall reach to Azal. Yes, you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Isaiah, king of Judah. Thus the Lord my God will come and all the saints with you. When will that happen? Well, chapter 24, verse 29 to 30. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. And then if you go to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, as Jesus has ascended, it says, Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven, and so will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. So let's go back to Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Every eye will see him. It's important. In describing the rapture, it will happen in the twinkling of the eye, of an eye. No one will see Jesus Christ at the rapture. Everyone will see him at his appearing. A very public event is pictured here. Listen to what it says. Not just a public display. Not just the people of Israel. Not just the Middle East. Every eye will see Jesus, even the Jews. And how? Well, it really wasn't possible until the invention of the internet. Now we see events all over the world from anywhere in the world. Now, God can do it in any way he wants. He can make everybody see it. Or he can use the technologies allowed to be developed. But either way, every eye will see it. But in the rapture, no one's going to see Jesus. It's because people just can disappear. But when Jesus comes back, everybody's going to see that. Those are two different events. It'll be a spectacular event. Yet, don't overlook the important issue here for the spectacle, Christ's return. All will see him. All will grieve his crucifixion. And why? Well, they'll see him for who he is. Only Christians can see now. Even the Jews will see and mourn. The ones that cried, crucify him. Crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. The guilt of that rejection will be painfully manifest when Jesus comes back. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 ends with, Even so, amen. Do you see Jesus, Christ as he is, Savior and Lord? Have you mourned at the realization of His crucifixion for you? As we continue to introduce the resurrection, as we continue to introduce this preview of end things, you have a great day.